You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hawsworth, on the phone with a special guest, and actually two special guests, from the Escanaba region. We're touching base with the Boniface Arts Center to see what's happening in their neck of the woods, and also how they're helping to amplify arts and culture throughout the Upper Peninsula and Upper Great Lakes region. I have Sue Roll and Stacey Burge on the line. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
So we're talking about what's happening in the upcoming month of March, and what would we like to highlight first? There's quite a few things that we can talk about.
Well, I think at the end of this week, for people who want to fight the snowy blues, we have an event called On 7th and Ludington. So down here in Escanaba, Ludington Street and 7th Street, Players to Knock is opening their musical Gypsy. And with that, there's a dinner special over at Hereford and Hops on the corner of 7th and Ludington. A quick walk over to the Boniface where we'll have our gallery exhibit open. It's youth and art, so it's colorful and fun. And then Gypsy, the musical, begins at 7:30.
And it's a really good musical. We've been listening to them practice all week, and it's going to be fabulous.
Very good. And like you said, there's a little bit of an opportunity to have a full evening that way if you take advantage of a discount to have the dinner and then go over to see the show.
Yes. And if you bring your receipt from dinner and enter it into a drawing, you could win a prize, too.
Very good. Very good. So it could be a quite fruitful evening for some lucky individuals, too, along with seeing the Youth and Art exhibit as well. Very good. Well, I hear that there's also a larger fundraising event coming up for the Boniface that does also include art.
Yes. Our annual benefit for the Boniface is on March 16th at 6 p.m., it will be back here at the Boniface. We've taken it off-site for a couple of years now and want to bring it back to home.
Very good. And with that, coming back home, are there opportunities for adding more events or including some music as well?
We are. We're having the Phil Lynch Quartet is going to be playing that night, and we're going to have a lot of different games that are going to be really fun. We've got a really high-energy auctioneer. We're bringing the live auction back, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got some great art pieces. Carol Irving, we've got a weaving from her, Ginny Capret. We've got some things from a lot of different wonderful artists and donations from the community.
Very good. And that's March 16th at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So that covers a lot of ground already. We have, you know, a musical. We have a dinner that's involved in March. We have the fundraising event for the Boniface, which includes art and music and all those kind of good things. I hear there's also some poetry involved, a newer kind of event.
Yes, we are honoring UP culture. So we have a night of UP poetry, prose, and music. We have an original singer-songwriter from Manistique coming down to perform his work, some poetry readings, prose readings, and just a lovely evening kind of basking in Uper culture.
Yeah.
Very good.
Steve Hooper is amazing. He's got an incredible voice, and he writes all his own songs about Michigan, and B.G. Bradley writes some wonderful, wonderful poetry. So it's going to be a really fun night all about Michigan.
Excellent. And when does that take place?
That's on March 23rd at 8 o'clock.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Very good. Well, so far, like I said, we're covering a lot of different areas of arts and culture, and we're also celebrating Upper Peninsula culture, the UP culture, too. What do we have in the education side of things at the Boniface?
On March 20th, we have a class of Taekwondo self-defense. It's meant for all levels. It's taught by Dennis Dufek, and it's multiple series. It's going to be engaging. We've got some interest in it, and hope people might want to call us and register for that. We also have, on March 21st, a one-night class called The Art of Calligraphy. It's I know for me, it's something I would spend hours in seventh grade trying to do cool lettering.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun class, and it's a great thing to get to know. And it's, you know, for doing invitations or doing really cool artwork, it's a fun skill to have.
Absolutely, and that's one of those fine art kind of skills, especially when so much of the focus nowadays is how quickly can you tap on your screen to get your message out. this might be a little bit of a way to relax and think about how you can really use your hand to create a message for people. That sounds interesting.
Exactly. For all the card makers out there, and for, I mean, rather than searching for fonts, you can kind of work on your own.
And you can't replace the handwritten calligraphy with the computer. It's just not the same thing. There's definitely an art to it.
Right. Everyone's signature and way of writing is kind of like a snowflake. They're all unique.
Yes.
Very good. And I will just mention, too, it's interesting to hear that you have Taekwondo. That was something that I participated in high school for a little while. And it is a really good opportunity for self-defense, for exercise, and also for discipline and kind of working on your mind as well, especially if things are pretty busy in your life and you need something to kind of replace some of the busyness. So that's a really great opportunity for that as well. Anything else happening at the Boniface that's coming up that you'd like to highlight?
We have in May our membership show. It's an opportunity for artists who would like to move into displaying their work. It's an excellent opportunity. If you're a member of the Boniface, you can automatically qualify 2 items for display. It's a great way for folks who've been doing art and haven't had a chance to get their work out in front of the public to do so. A lot of good feedback, a lot of friendly feedback, and we're doing a call for artists to think about entering that. And the exhibit's in May, so the entry will be in April.
It's a really exciting show. It's so neat to see all of the different media, all of the different styles that people do. And it's just a great way to break into putting your work out there.
And you said that if you're a member of the Boniface, you can automatically submit 2 items. How would folks become a member of the Boniface Art Center?
Oh, we would love everybody to become a member of the Boniface Art Center. And they can do it quite easily. They can call us. They can register online. Or they can always visit us. So near or far, it's possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. And again, everything is also available on bonificearts.org with their calendar of events as well. You can find out more about these events along the way. The Players de Knock with their Gypsy performance, the Night of Prose and Poetry, the fundraising event that's happening with the Phil Lynch Quartet, also Taekwondo classes and calligraphy, and many other events as well. And just a reminder, we've been speaking with Sue Roll, the Executive Director of the Boniface Art Center, and Stacey Burge, the Events Coordinator at the Boniface. Thank you both so much for taking the time to let us know what's happening at the Boniface.
Thank you, Kurt.
You're welcome. Thanks.